So, Cliff, how do I know if the Father is drawing me? Well, here's another question for you. Are you coming to Christ? Are you believing in Christ? Remember in John chapter 6, verse 29, when the people say, "What must we do to be working the works of God?" Jesus responds by saying, "This is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He sent." We must eat and drink. We must come to Jesus. We must behold and believe in Him. Notice what it says in verse 53. "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you." Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 6, verse 53. "Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you." So what does it mean to eat His flesh and drink His blood? Well, in some religions, the belief is that in communion, in the Lord's Supper, the bread literally becomes the body of Christ, and the wine or the juice literally becomes the blood of Christ. Thereby, you can eat His flesh and drink His blood, according to that view. But that's not what Christ is saying. We learn from this passage that Jesus is simply continuing the metaphor of Himself being the bread of life, and that we are to feast on Him by faith. Notice with me what Jesus says in verse 54 of this chapter. "Whoever feeds on My flesh and drinks My blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Now compare that with what has previously been said in verse 40. "For this is the will of My Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in Him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." So we need to love this word, because Jesus is very clear as to what has to take place. He says it over and over and over, that we are to believe in Him, that we receive Him by faith. And we live this out by continually believing and receiving and feasting on Jesus. This is the evidence of the continual work of the Holy Spirit in our lives and Jesus's constant keeping and securing of us. As you pray today, please remember Chris and Alicia Sampson and their family are missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Dagare LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Burkina Faso and Ghana.